Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you want Nolan Ryan back? A bigger question, does Nolan Ryan want to come back? Nope. Man, this report yesterday that came out, it was late last night, is that Reed Ryan is taking an unceremonious exit on a couple of things, and that is club's president of baseball operations. Now, Reed Ryan said in like a five-paragraph press release that he wanted to focus on his other business ventures while remaining an important part of the Astros organization. And I think we all know when other people have other business ventures, they're usually going to exit pretty quickly. Yeah. So I think that Reed Ryan is going to be kind of on his way out at some point, too. Plus, Jim Crane's son, Jared Crane, is now being elevated to the position that he just vacated. Nolan Ryan, however, I don't know. This is a real weird thing. The beef is back in the stadium out at Globe Life. But will Nolan Ryan say, hey, I'm going to come along too?
Where's the beef?
Now, when it comes to in touch with Nolan Ryan, I think you can take a lot from what Evan Grant knows. And here's why. One day I was out covering the Rangers, and Nolan Ryan pulled up in front of me. And he rolled his window down and said, so do you want to ride with me or not? And I was like, yes, Nolan, I absolutely want to ride with you. And behind me, Evan Grant goes, I guess. And I was like, oh, my God, he wasn't talking to me. So
that's
I just went to my car and cried. But Nolan Ryan and Evan Grant have a good relationship. And he says, listen, he's about to turn 73, has 12 years of exposure to a very dirty business of baseball, the stuff that goes on in the background. And he doesn't want to just be a mascot. He wants to be involved in what the club is actually doing. So would the Rangers give him that opportunity? Do the Rangers opening a new stadium need something like that? 877-881-1053.
It's really interesting that you mentioned the stadium because you know who threw out the final pitch for the now old stadium? It was Nolan Ryan.
Did he throw it to Elvis? Was that the one at the end of the game? Which one was the end of the game?
No, it was the first pitch.
Okay.
It was the one that he threw out there.
The final pitch was somebody else.
No, but I said the last first pitch.
Gotcha.
And so I think that's a big deal in showing that maybe some of the wounds have been mended. But then again, you just said he doesn't want to be a figurehead. Well, I don't see how that jives with JD at all. I don't necessarily, and you know, I would love to be proven wrong about this. I don't necessarily see how JD is like, yes, I would like Nolan to have a hand in some of the personnel moves. And Nolan's probably thinking, well, obviously you want me to have a hand in some of the personnel moves. And I'm inclined to say for an organization that hasn't developed a good young pitcher in forever, maybe it's not the worst thing in the world to at least let Nolan Ryan have some thoughts or whatever.
Who's the good young pitcher they developed while he was here?
CJ Wilson immediately.
They gave him a chance.
Jumps
yeah.
to mind.
No, he was a closer, and he said, "Hey, what do I do?" And
Nolan said,
"Use the
Matt Harrison
outside of the plate."
Derek Collins.
So they did.
Derek will tell you that he gives Nolan Ryan like a lot of credit for his development into the pitcher that he became for the Rangers.
And I know people like to say, "Well, Nolan didn't do anything while we were going to the World Series." Okay, fine. If it has to turn into that kind of contest, and you don't want to give him any credit, fair enough. All I know is that when we had the most success and we were developing young pitchers, he was at least around. And you're telling me that he never said anything to any of those pitchers? I'm not saying he needs to become the GM, but I also don't understand why you wouldn't take a resource who is tied in with this organization and not at least go, yeah, if you want to sit down with all of our young pitchers and talk about, you know, load management and how to handle your arm or anything like that for modern baseball or how you might need to tough it out sometimes, I'd be fine with all of that.
Yeah, I also, you know, the mindset of a pitcher, I think, is a very important thing. How to overcome certain things, how to become the guy that's saying, I'm going to change things up whenever I'm throwing this kind of pitch over and over, and are they hitting it? You know, what do I do whenever I'm working with what my sequences are as a pitcher? So I think that it's great to have that kind of guy in the room. Now, they have Michael Young. And Michael Young, that's a great relationship that John Daniels said, you know what, I'm going to rebuild this, because he traded him away. And obviously that's a little painful. But Michael Young was like, I understand what the Rangers organization means to the community. I want to be part of it. And Michael Young, I think, has done a phenomenal job in his role. Why couldn't he, you know, focus on some things and Nolan focus on some things and then build a legendary duo that a lot of people can look at and say, that's what we're doing right there.
People are really split about this on the fan text, 877-881-1053.
There are some people that are Nolan people and some people that are JD people.
For the 972, hell yeah, bring Nolan back. We need pitching help. From another 972, I love me some Nolan, but I don't think he has a spot here. From the 817, he should come back as a pitching coach. And from another 817, yeah, and also fire JD because he's terrible.
Well, that's not happening. Listen, that's just not happening. John Daniels he took your team to two World Series. I know they didn't win them, and then he tried to chase them, you know, for what, 4 years after that? So, you know, he's started the idea of, hey, we're going to do a new five-year plan. And that's what they're doing. They're rebooting. He went to Ray Davis and said, we're rebooting. I love the fire of that. But John Daniels is where it starts with this club. He has a lot of respect within the organization.
From the 469, yes, we want him back. Those are some of our best years. From the 817, I want Nolan back, but he either has to work the grill or be a hot dog vendor.
What?
And then somebody said maybe he could be a Walmart greeter. That's just rude.
Well, how much would you freak out if Nolan Ryan handed you a hot dog? He's back there just flipping dogs, and then all of a sudden he gives you the bun and the hot dog.
Would you eat it?
Absolutely.
Or would you want to save it?
What are you going to save it in?
Man, I'm going to put it in my Nolan Ryan Hall of Fame and like the Lucite and everything like that.
It's just going to decompose on your... You can't preserve it.
No, no, no. I got it sealed up real, real nice back at the house.
That's not going to work. You're going to have to put it in one of those jars, the science jars.
You don't know what kind of jar system I got going on at the house?
That's true. I've never been there.
From the 214, no. Nolan Ryan is a big fat phony. And from the 501, this is what it always... Nolan talk always morphs into JD talk. We need to move on from JD. And so that's the thing. I wouldn't anticipate it happening, but people around this community love Nolan Ryan. And if he can come in and we can find an agreed upon role that is not ginormous, but he can feel like he's more than a figurehead, it makes all the sense in the world to
Absolutely, it does. I respect what John Daniels' analytics add to the game. I love the idea of merging both analytics and the feel of the game together to come up with the best solution. And that's what I thought that, you know, that the old manager was. That's what I think that I do believe that Chris Woodward has both mindsets going forward.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Want to know where everybody else gets their news? You'll hear it next live right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.